This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Tarawih Reminder, day 23. I'm coming with an offer, and guess what? The offer is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the offer? Insurance for free. What? Yes. Can you hear this again? Life insurance for free. Listen to the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man salla al-isha'a fi jama'a, fahuwa fi dhimmatillahi hatta yusbah." Whoever prays Isha in jama'a, he's under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the morning. Okay, let's go to the morning. "Man salla al-fajr fi jama'a, fahuwa fi dhimmatillahi hatta yumsi." If you pray Fajr in jama'a, you are under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the evening. What do you call that? 24/7 insurance. What's the premium? $0. Free. Yes. So how much does it cost me to get that premium? Subhanallah. Now you're at home. You can't pray in the masjid. So if you pray in jama'ah, inshallah, you'll get the same reward, inshallah. So if you do this, you have life insurance for free. And who is insuring you? Allah. The one who gives life. Now, here's the story. You know, kids are very innocent. When you tell them something, they believe in it. And here's that kid, when he heard this hadith in the masjid, he goes back home and he tells his dad. He said, "Dad, I will not go to school tomorrow if you don't wake me up for Fajr. Because the Shaykh said, you will be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the evening. And I need that protection from Allah." And you know, sometimes as parents, we're like, "Oh, he's a kid. It's very cold outside." So the following morning, the kid woke up and it's already sunrise. So he told his dad, "I'm not going to school." The dad didn't take him serious, but the kid insisted. He said, "Look, wallahi, I'm not going to school. And if you don't wake me up tomorrow, I'm not going to school." Following day, the dad was obedient. He woke him up, took him to the masjid, they prayed Fajr and Jama'ah, they came back, and he was late for school. What happened? He went to school, and you know, back home, if you are late, they discipline you, and they use a stick. It's not like here. So the guy lined up with the other four kids who were waiting to be disciplined. So the first one, the teacher said, "Open your hand," because he wants to hit him 5 times. And everybody got their, like, you know, discipline. And this kid, when the teacher said, "Open your hand," he said, "I don't think so." He's like, "You're late and you're rude too? Open your hand." He said, "I don't think he can touch me." He's like, "Oh my God. Where did you bring that courage to talk to your teacher like this?" He said, "Because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever prays Fajr and Jama'ah, he's under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the evening. Are you going to do that to me?" He said, No, go to your class." Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the innocence of those children. Sometimes we learn from them. And I'll tell you another personal story. You know, I was in the masjid one day, and the imam was giving the khutbah, and my son's almost 3 years old. He's sitting next to me, and the imam said, "Id'u Allah wa antum muqununa bil ijaba, wa inna Allah la yataqabbalu min qalbin lahin ghafil." You know, make dua and be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. But Allah does not accept a dua from a heedless heart. You know how we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to dua today? That's the problem. We raise our hands like this. Allahumma. Allah. I don't like the color of the ceiling. Allahumma. I don't even like the color of the carpets. They're not matching. What these colors, man? When you're making dua, you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way? How come? Wallahi, if you're standing in front of your boss at work, you wouldn't even blink. But in salah, mashallah, we're standing like this, and we go like, "Oh my goodness, like this imam is reading lots, man. We have something outside." And then you're making dua, and you're communicating with Allah. Is this how respect that should be shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So my kid was listening to the Shaykh, and subhanAllah, it just hit him in the heart. So he said, "Id'u Allah, ask Allah, wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba, be certain that Allah will give you what you ask for." وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَتَقَبَّلُ. Allah does not accept مِنْ قَلْبٍ, not from a tongue. Allah is talking about the heart. The dua should be coming from the heart. You should feel it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Naml, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَا وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَاهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah said, who other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would respond to al-muttar? We don't do dua al-muttar. When you are in a bad need and you say, Ya Allah, wallahi, I have no one except you. I lost my job. I've been affected by this pandemic. Ya Allah, what's going to happen in the future? Listen, it's all in the hands of Allah. Allah is sending this coronavirus to tell you, I am in control. No one is in control. Even with the most advanced technology and medicine and all these like medical knowledge and stuff, no one except Allah will remove this. So we have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do we do dua al-muttar? When you raise your hand to Allah, you say, Ya Allah, you are the one who said in Surah Al-Hijr, ayah number 21, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Allah said in this ayah, we have the inexhaustible treasures of everything. What do you want? Love, marriage, job, car, house, health, whatever it is. Allah said, we have the inexhaustible treasures of everything. But guess what? وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. We only give it when you knock on our door. You knock on all the doors and you leave the door of Allah till the end. But the Prophet ﷺ used to rush to Allah when he's in need. That's dua al-muttar. Allah said, who removes? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. Who removes the evil that's happening now? None but Allah. And Allah said, أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Do you think there is a partner with Allah? And by the way, this is not a question. It's a statement in the form of a question. We call it istifham taqrir in the Arabic language. Allah's not waiting for you and me to say, let me think, is there a God with Allah? No. La ilaha illallah. But you need to depend on la ilaha illallah means there is no God worthy of worship. And that dua is the essence of worship. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before this, he said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي. Allah commanded us, ask me, astajib lakum. Not astajib lakum. Astajib means instantaneously, right away. Astajib means it takes time. But he said, inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati. Some people are arrogant. Like, you know, why should I ask Allah? Kalla arra'ahu istaghna. Like, you know, I think I have everything. Then when you are in a hardship like this, you go back to Allah. So let me conclude the story. I saw my son while he's making dua, he's crying. I'm like, 3 years old. He's crying while he's making dua. What is it? And then after we finished the salah, he said, Dad, can you wait for like 5 minutes? I said, okay. Waited for 5 minutes, nothing happened. And then he came back and said, can I ask for an extension of another 3 minutes? I said, let's do it. But then after that, we have to go. 3 minutes later, nothing happened. He said, let's go home. And I can see he's sad. I said, why are you sad? He said, I don't want to embarrass you. I said, like, go ahead. You embarrass me every day. No problem. Go ahead. And he's like, you know what? Like the Sheikh said, idu'u Allah. Ask Allah. Wa antum muqununa bil ijaba. And be certain that Allah will give you what you ask for. And I said, wallahi, Dad, like, I am certain Allah will give me. And he also said, wa inna Allah la yataqabbalu min qalbin lahin ghafil. Allah does not accept from a tongue or a heedless heart. Wallahi, my heart was there. I meant it. I felt it. It's. I said, I saw you. He said, what is it that you asked Allah for? He said, I don't want to embarrass you. I said, like, go ahead. He's like, you know the bike that you bought me a year ago? I said, yeah. He said, the bike is shrinking and I'm growing. So I asked Allah for a bigger bike. And I thought it's going to take 5 minutes to download from the seven heaven. But it seems it's going to take longer. So let's go home. And I started crying. I said, subhanAllah. Look at the yaqeen of a child. He's making dua. And he knew that Allah will give him what he asked for. That instantaneously softened my heart. So I said, okay, let's go home. Go to the car. And I made a phone call. And then once we arrived home, he was still sad. So we knocked on the door. His mom opened the door. Normally, he'll give her a hug with a smile. This time, he just walked to his room. It's like, what's going on? What's wrong? He said, nothing. She's like, what did he do to him? I said, subhanAllah, I'm embarrassed by him, and I'm embarrassed by you too. I didn't do anything wrong. Then, a few seconds later, my son is coming back from his room, screaming, Dad! I said, yes! He said, good news! I said, what? Would you like to know the end of the story? My time is over. But since we have guests today, I'm going to continue the story, inshallah. Maybe we'll take another minute extra, inshallah. So what happened is, he's like, the angels made a mistake. I said, what? He said, instead of delivering the bike at the masjid, they delivered it in my room. And now I have to correct his aqidah. I'm like, alhamdulillah. Are you happy? He said, yes. I said, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you the bike? He said, yes. I said, but not through the angels. It was through me. You know, when you told me this, did I ask you to go to the car and then I made a phone call? He said, yes. I said, I placed an order for the bike. But you know what? Who gave you the bike? He said, you. I said, no, Allah. I'm the means. That's it. So when you did cry and asked Allah from your heart, Allah moved my heart and He softened my heart. Then I ordered the bike for you. So your heart should be attached to Allah, not to your dad, because your dad is here today. He's not going to be here tomorrow, but Allah will never die. So keep doing what you're doing. And I am the one who learned the lesson from him. Brothers and sisters, let's act as those kids. Let's learn this innocence from them. Let's have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua from our hearts, inshallah. Tomorrow, we have the popular program, as you know, at 2 p.m. Time for the kids of the Quran. You know the phone number, 306-974-6564. It's going to be on the screen tomorrow, inshallah. Call us. We're going to correct your recitation, and we're going to also share some gems and pearls from the Quran. See you tomorrow. Don't forget, help your masjid and give me charity. Not this fake one, the genuine one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We went beyond a little bit.